Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F at this time. Your zone number.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my co-host, Lee Harris of ATPI Travel. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Start of another week. So looking forward to it. And yeah, I get to see you first thing, don't I? So Mondays can't be bad.
I know. So it is getting to that time of year where we're going to be seeing that transition once again from the Caribbean over to the Europe side of things. So these reports are ever so necessary right now. What's going on with Lufthansa?
Yeah, so Lufthansa Group's latest airline edition is set to begin operations this summer 2024. But in a statement last week, the airline announced that Lufthansa City Airlines would initially fly to the following destinations, those being Berlin, Hamburg, Bremen, Dusseldorf, Cologne, Hanover, Birmingham, Bordeaux, and Manchester. And they're all from the Lufthansa City Airlines base in Munich. Lufthansa City has goals to steadily broaden the destination map by offering further destinations in Europe at a later date. With the formation of the new carrier in the Lufthansa Group, crew can expect further choice when traveling within Europe during the Mediterranean season this year.
And Air Transit has some news.
They do, yeah. So as previously reported here on Yacht Crew Travel Updates, Air Transit flight attendants, represented by the Canadian Union of Public Employees Airline Division, rejected a tentative agreement and were heading towards strike action. However, late last week, 62% of Air Transit flight attendants voted in favour to agree to the latest offering of new terms and conditions to their contracts. The new contract, retroactive from November the 1st until October the 31st, 2027, will provide the airline labour peace in the knowledge that staff will not be striking. In return, flight attendants will see a significant pay rise and some retroactive pay and other benefits. However, with one airline finding a solution to possible strike action, another has been warned by their employees and union representatives. The Alaskan Airlines have been advised to bring more to the table with regards to employees' pay and working conditions if they are to avoid strike action. Again, any further news on Alaskan flight attendants striking will be brought to you here first.
Like I always say, pay your people.
Indeed. I don't know why they're pushing it, to be fair, because at the end of the day, they're going to have to pay at some point. And it's only fair to pay them what they're worth. Air Transat's in the light. They've done it. Alaskan Airlines look like they're likely to strike. American Airlines are another one. Their crew are going to be picketing on Wall Street, I believe, either this week or next week. So they could be striking as well soon.
And Delta Airlines, what's happening there? Not so good news for yacht crew.
No, unfortunately not. No, a popular transatlantic route with yacht crew is to be suspended from May. Delta Airlines will suspend its service between Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, and London Heathrow, effective from May the 6th. For passengers wishing to fly on Delta between Los Angeles and Heathrow, they will need to book a connecting flight through one of the airline's other hubs, as being Boston, Seattle, Detroit, Salt Lake City, Minneapolis, or New York. Delta has advised, though, that it will continue Los Angeles Heathrow service through its joint venture partner, Virgin Atlantic. They operate two flights daily. So anybody who is a Delta Airlines frequent flyer, they can still get points if they book on the Virgin Atlantic flight number.
And news out of Spain.
Yeah, Spain are looking to ban short-haul flights that can be handled by trains for trips of less than 2.5 hours. Such a decision follows the government's goal to reduce the carbon emissions from aviation. Moreover, authorities will analyse the European directive to consider restricting private jet flights on domestic journeys also. In addition to Spain, France has already taken a similar measure in December 2022, which also included private jet usage for short trips. The decision for Spain effective for 3 years, after which it must be reassessed by the Commission. Now, short-haul flights with at least 4 daily frequencies in each direction that could be replaced by train journeys lasting less than 4 hours include Barcelona to Valencia, and obviously Valencia-Barcelona, Madrid to Malaga, Madrid to Pamplona, Madrid to Santiago de Compostela, and Madrid to Seville. These are all the routes that are going to be affected by the ban.
That's an interesting one, because I know when it happened in France, there was public outcry everywhere. Just the downside of traveling via train and It was just on and on.
Yeah, it's different. I was actually reading a few more articles on it and the people who are against it. And I think the major reason that I could see was the fact that the costs of the trains in Spain, they're second only, I think, to the UK in their pricing. Basically saying that the cost to do the domestic journey, what the flights are doing, is four times the cost. So there needs to be some work done by the government to try and get the prices in line. And I think if they can do that, they probably won't get as much pushback as what the French authorities did.
That's crazy. We'll keep our eyes and ears out and see what happens with that. And there is news out of the UK.
Yeah, so the UK government is resisting pressure at pushback its June 1st deadline for UK airports to complete the installation of 3D scanners at security and end restrictions on liquids in cabin bags. This is despite fears of it causing turmoil this summer. Most of the UK's largest airports have sought extensions for alleviations of the deadline announced by Transport Secretary Mark Harper in December 2022. Now, Jet2 airline chief Steve Heapy warned last week of a summer of massive disruption and turmoil if the government holds to the deadline they've put in place. However, the government doesn't want to go back on its pledge, according to a senior aviation source. It wants advanced computed tomography scanners in place by June at all airports handling more than 1 million passengers a year, so that rules limiting liquids in carry-on bags to 100 mils and requiring the removal of security can be relaxed from the summer onwards. However, most airports and airlines recognise this is not going to happen, are increasingly concerned about the likely confusion among passengers and resulting delays at security. However, with it being an election year in the UK, the government is currently not willing to back down on their pledge, which is likely to cause chaos at some UK airports this summer.
It baffles my mind. They're still not back to pre-pandemic levels because they can't get their SHIT together in regards to security, in regards to staffing, crew, etc. So for them to jump on this and expect a different result, it's insane.
It is. It's going to be crazy. Honestly, there's no way it's going to be done in time. Literally no way. And you'll probably find as well that certain airports will have one terminal done and another terminal won't. Passengers need to know what terminal is going to be done, what terminal is not going to be done. I can see from July, August, September time at UK airports, honestly, it's just going to be a nightmare. Complete and utter nightmare. That is, unless the UK government do realise and do listen to the people who actually know what's going to happen and change their minds. Because I understand as well that they're saying it's an election year. They don't want to go back on a pledge. But what's going to be worse is people missing their flights and holidays and all the rest of it. And the airports and the airlines saying, we told you, and the government are going to get it in the neck anyway. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting anyway. So let's say that.
I have to mention, if you have any questions for Lee, please do send him an email. All of his details are going to be below this interview when it airs, and he is more than happy to answer any question you may have, whether it be on the show next week or immediately, if that needs to be done too.
Absolutely. Yep, send them through, and depending on how urgent you need a response, we'll get it back to you as soon as we possibly can.
Lee, it's been an absolute pleasure, as per usual.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Every time. Mondays are a good day.
And actually, today I was full of good news, which is really unusual for me. So let's continue the trend, shall we?
Let's see. We've got 7 days. Let's see what happens.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. On behalf of Lee Harris and myself, we thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you again next week.